taking this serious.
See what's about to happen? My life.
I don't know, man. We're recording anyway. It's live.
Testing. 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 1, 2.
Yeah. Testing what?
Microphone.
Oh, we're just gonna do this now. So let's take be chill. Alright. You ready?
Are you cold?
Do you want to pull your mic in?
Are you cold? You got a jacket on.
I put the heater on.
I want to stay toasty.
The heater's on.
Yeah. It's gonna make me extra toasty. It's like being warm.
All right. That was people.
People's good.
You good, Dress?
Calm, tired-ish.
But welcome to tired. The first episode. Well, your first episode.
My first episode. Yeah.
Yeah, man. This is who was on the phone last week, by the way. Mm-hmm. Just in case you didn't realize from the voice, but this is my friend. Probably my longest friend. I think we've known each other since we were 3 or 4 years old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Let me take my phone up there. Vibrate as well.
Put do not disturb immediately.
But yeah, I think we've known each other since 2000, I think so, ish, around about
2000,
there.
Literally 2000, year one. So when we started primary school.
There you go. So that's called a real day one.
Yeah.
Really. And this is my lady, Ella's back. Yeah, man. I'll have you as a staple so you can say what you want. I like to have your opinion around, to say that it's not just a one-sided opinion.
Thank you.
For my relationship, if I'm speaking on the relationship, you can be here to say your bit.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, I just wanted a few things to get off my chest. But we will start on a light thing. I wanted to kind of explain the relationships of how we kind of got to know each other. Because I really just kind of jumped into this podcast and people don't know who we are and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So week to week, obviously, new people are going to come on. So I'm going to have to kind of tell you how we know each other. That was a quick brief one between me and Posso.
Mm.
I'll call him a few different names because we've obviously known each other for years. Posso is his second name. So that's why I might call him. We have a lot of Daniels. And then he'll be like, what, Daniel? Like, yeah, I'm going to mess around and do all that foolishness. But anyway. So I've known Posso since 2000. And the relationship, we've been close, gone distance, got back together, you've gone to university, and so on and so forth. But out of every other friend that I have, is the person that's been consistent through my life, is Posso. So, yeah.
likewise.
Yeah, man, it's nice to have you on here, though. So,
long overdue, but with the work and everything, and the extra bits, I think life is just hard to sometimes find free time, but I'm going make it a thing where if I'm free on the Sunday and I'm here, I'll try and be here.
Do you want to pull it up a bit?
Yeah. I'm going to try and make it a thing where if I'm free on the Sunday and I'm here, just try and be here.
Yeah, man. It's all right. Even if, like, the thing is, eventually I'm going to get more equipment, be able to get more cameras, different views, and I'll be able to sit more people in here. There's more space than what we just have here.
Mm.
I mean, it's very deceiving to what the way I'm showing how everything is right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll have, what, 6 people. There's enough for 6 people in here if we need it and eventually. And if you want to just dip out in and out, I want to keep it authentic.
Yeah.
So if someone just shows up and I set up a mic and, like, there's a mic sitting there.
Have switcheroos and...
You know what I mean? Yeah. People in and out. So we have enough of us and people want to speak. And, like, some of the conversations that we have, other people, as you, like, I've heard it from Ella before, sometimes men are talking, she doesn't want to be involved with that.
Yeah.
So she wants to be able to just dip out, someone else might be sitting in the background, come in, just switch out.
I don't mind being in a conversation with just men in the room. If it gets into sports, for example, I'm just in my own world because I don't know enough about sports to be sharing my opinion.
Exactly.
That's the only, thing. But it doesn't really bother me, like, I want to leave the room.
Yeah, sort of thing, you know? I'm not saying you want to run away or anything. I just say you don't necessarily want to be in on that topic and you're just sitting there and you feel like you're not adding and someone else who's here may be able to add.
Do you know, I think podcasts are different though, because podcasts, like, you have agendas sometimes. You have specific people speaking on specific things.
Yeah.
So there's always someone saying things, even
if you don't know what you're even talking about. So no, the topic is about, you can still put your opinion sometimes can actually be beneficial to it, because you're not taking it for what it actually is, you're seeing it from an outside perspective. I'm trying to say,
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes even if you want to dip out, sometimes it's beneficial if you stay here and add your bits, because you don't necessarily like the sports or whatever we're talking about, right, or tear, but because mm-hmm. you're seeing it from a person that doesn't love it, you're not going to put our kind of rose-tinted glasses onto it and see it. You'll see it for what it actually is. Any kind of topic from the outside, I'm trying to say.
Because mm-hmm. I watch football when it's on.
Yeah, you don't enjoy it.
To be honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't enjoy it. It's just I see why people love it. I see why.
Yeah.
You know, I do, definitely.
My team, I'm a Spurs fan, unfortunately. So, yeah, I don't really say too much. I just stay and watch because, you know, I have to be... People, you can humble Spurs fans very easily with all the crap that we've put, that our team has put us through. So, let's not go there.
I'm Arsenal, but I just try to stay out of it because my team's had its down spells as well. I just stay out of the...
Yeah, we still are friends. Yes, we are. Do support opposite teams, but yes, we're still friends. It's possible.
It is possible.
I wonder what it feels like when your team is down, though. Does it feel like disappointment? Like real disappointment?
I'm not invested like that. I'm not invested. Sorry. I love my team.
When we were younger, mm-hmm. I think we were more invested in the socials and that. Everyone knew if your team lost, avoid Twitter, avoid the group chat. Mm-hmm. But you will get drawn out in the group chat regardless. What about you? Can
bro, it's too. Spurs, bro. You can draw us Spurs. You can, like this week, last week we beat Man City 4-0. This week, just now, we drew 1-1 to Fulham. So
makes no sense.
Yeah. So what am I doing here? Can't chat about nothing for more than a week's stretch. I leave that alone. Don't even start, because they'll just let you down the following week. So just allow that. Don't even start getting involved with all that business.
Mm.
Yeah, leave it.
For a period of time, Arsenal weren't even able to beat anyone big. So when it got to that, I was just, I didn't care about the results. Yeah, cool. We would beat a small side, and then next thing you know, when Man City show up, we go missing. Or when a Liverpool would show up, it would be techie. Or, but it was always with Arsenal.
Now you man are there now, man. But Liverpool are kind of running away from with the league. Let's not get into the football talk.
No, let's not. Let's not.
Let's talk what we wanted to talk about. What did you want to start?
No, because I'm just thinking, like, the football conversation is just natural. It's just going.
It was just going, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I'm
just enjoying it.
Back to we can talk about football if you want it. Go on. Liverpool, top of the league, 34 points, I think. 9 points adrift from Arsenal. What are we doing? Are we doing, like, the typical...
Plane's still in the air. Is it landing anytime soon?
Well, we're doing the typical, what is it, the sports pod now.
Oh.
Yeah, I can switch it up, but you're not the type to be sitting here listening to that, so...
Yeah.
I've got many sports that I watch other than football, which I could talk about.
I could only really partake in football and dribs and drabs of basketball, but this is the sports person.
Yeah, I could talk about NFL, basketball, football. We
can talk about Wii Sports.
Sometimes cricket when I can be asked to watch the West Indies.
We can talk about Wii Sports.
Yeah, we can.
Wii Sports.
We could.
Taking it there.
Switch it up. But yeah, we wanted to...
Boxing.
There was I can't remember the woman's name, but it just happened to jog my memory about what's going on in this world and how people just take and stuff, like Ozempic, and what's the other one, Juniper.
We've just gone from football to Ozempic.
Yeah, man, I have to.
What's Ozempic?
It's...
Go on.
I think the explanation has gone out of my head as soon as you said you...
What?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, really and truly, it's meant to be a diabetic drug.
That's it.
Oh.
It was a diabetes drug. I think it's meant to help.
I'm thinking about how it looks like. It looks like a long stick.
It's injections, though.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just injections. It's
them syringes, basically.
Yeah. No. So it started out as a diabetes medication, and now people just be taking it for a weight loss drug. Because obviously it's holding certain organs in your body to ransom and making certain stuff like the pancreas secrete certain... What is it called again? I can't remember what the pancreas secretes again.
Insulin.
There we go. It's making you secrete insulin at a different rate, and it makes you not feel hungry, and like you don't eat. And obviously you're burning through different kind of calories at a different rate. You still have to do exercise and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. But it's helping people on a mad, like, successful rate. But surely that's not doing too well.
Side effects. 100%.
That's not good for you at all. Especially the fact... It is still a diabetic medication. And a lot of these people don't necessarily have diabetes and they're still using it. But I'm concerned because I'm just like, what's it going to happen? What's it going to look like in 5 to 10 years' time?
The culture with people, with these prescription drugs is really shifting in a downward way, I think, with the way in which people are finding alternative uses for drugs other than the uses they were designed for. It's just getting a bit...
Just getting out of hand.
Yeah. I don't know where we're going when we're taking diabetes medication when we're not diabetic. I don't know.
We've seen these things in movies, surely.
100%. 100%. You see things in movies, and obviously we know that some countries have a culture where they get hooked to their prescription drugs. So like America specifically is one that comes to mind, probably the most obvious example. And I can only imagine the effect that has.
We have a visitor.
We have people.
Who is it?
Knock, knock, knock.
So I was saying, I could only imagine the effect that culture has.
It's all right now. It's organic.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I found out something about you.
What about
me? We're recording.
We're recording. Don't incriminate the man on the podcast.
Okay, I will incriminate. You work at TUI?
No. Oh, holidays. No.
Don't incriminate him on here.
No. What's going on?
Sit here if you want, you know. I've had the mics waiting for you.
Thank God for editing.
Mm-hmm.
Editing? No, sometimes it's just going to be. I thought you were spotting
again. Yeah.
Just horrendous.
No, my hand actually slipped.
welcome. Please, your laptop. Hello.
Yeah. No, please sit. Please sit.
Hello.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable?
Yes, very much.
Can you introduce yourself?
Okay.
Well, first, before you do that, let's adjust the mic as well.
Pull it closer to me. Yeah, pull it towards yourself. Closer. It picks up a lot. Yeah, that'll pick up.
So, where's the camera? Hello. My name is Luana Tume. I'm 24 years old.
Oh, she's going real deep. Okay, I don't know this.
Yeah, this is my first session in AA, and we're out here.
Hello, Luana.
Let's go.
This is Ella's friend. Like, just to keep it...
That's Ella's friend. Ignore her.
Yeah. That was a bit formal.
Oh, sorry, what do you want me to say?
Well, I just say, people's...
Ayo, it's me, 66. We out here in the streets. What's going on?
There we go. That's more like... We hadn't even got into it. Where were we?
We were talking about Ozempic. The changing culture of prescription drugs, specifically Ozempic, but the changing culture of how people are finding alternative uses for
You know what Ozempic is?
Ozempic isn't not for hyperactivity? Is it not the pill? Oh, no, that's Ritalin, sorry. What's Ozempic?
Ritalin.
Okay, Ritalin. Isn't that the kind of drug that allows you to concentrate and focus and stuff like that? Yeah.
So now, what's Ozempic?
It's the drug, the weight loss drug that people have been using recently.
Oh, yeah, the iSpice is using it, isn't it?
We don't know. It's allegedly. Whoa. We don't say such things like that on podcasts. You get people in trouble. Allegedly. Yeah. So, that on that kind of lines, you kind of know what we're talking about, what we're going to talk about. I'm just saying that surely these things are not going to be beneficial down the line. Like these, it's meant to be a diabetic drug. I'll run it back a little bit for you. Ozempic originally was a diabetes medication to help the pancreas secrete more insulin in your body to help you like break down sugars, Obviously, they found that they were helping people lose weight at a considerably rapid rate. So other people jump onto it and they're using it for a weight loss drug now.
Instead of diabetes. Okay.
So that's just like what we've got to now. That's how far we've got, because I'm thinking prior to when I was younger, the quick fixes people were really willing to do was Botox and like tummy tucks and stuff like that. Now we're going to the levels of injections because people really don't necessarily want to do the most amount of exercise or the most amount of healthy living and dieting. So I just wanted to have people's opinions because I don't think this is going to work out too well for us in the long run, what other people may think about this.
Any person that relies on like a foreign substance or like a laboratory made substance to do any the modification in their body, it will always later on either return back. Imagine, even if you put braces in your teeth and you don't sleep with a retainer every night, your teeth will go back to their initial form.
I know.
So whatever you do is temporary. All the treatments, the Botox, everything like that, it'll be temporary, and eventually people will go back to their initial shape. And I think that's the heartbreaking part. So they just keep doing procedures and procedures. They even have a joke between themselves, which is like, once you get one procedure done, you never stop doing them.
Mm.
Either that's Botox, it could be pills, it could be surgery, anything.
And people be aging like bad milk because of it, instead of fine wine.
I'm just looking at the side effects here, and it was like saying common Ozempic side effects include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, great, stomach pain, constipation, upset stomach, heartburn, burping, bloating, you name it, and then loss of appetite, runny nose, so your sinuses would just be running, sore throat, stomach, flu symptoms or headaches. So it's just varied symptoms. You'd probably just be a bit more ill because certain things just aren't working properly.
Is this from Ozempic?
Yeah.
Wow. You gotta be sick to be a baddie, literally.
Yo, that's what people are putting themselves through. I'll put this up on the screen.
Girls.
Yeah, man.
I feel like all those side effects kind of help them lose weight as well, like all that throwing up.
Yeah. This is what it's looking like. Like, literally what you said, like, these meals coming back
up.
You're
not a sticker pin in that, yeah? Does anyone remember the so-called skinny fad in the early 2000s where a lot of models were, like, bone thin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was
good Lord.
Victoria Angels and everything.
Yeah. It's, for some reason, that's reminding me of that. It's like it's just doing a universal loop
the thing people were drinking to get when the thick thing was a trend. Remember when people drink a pitamin? Do you remember when people were drinking
pitamin?
Drinking that to gain, so it would make you eat more.
Yeah.
So they would just gain weight quickly.
Did you see the BBC 3 documentary about a pitamin? Because there was a BBC. I remember watching it. It got into London as well. It was a trend at one point.
That's kind of crazy. I didn't even know. I've not heard.
Yeah, it was. It was very silent.
You saw a lot of people, like a large majority of people who probably weren't that body type, wanted to be thicker or whatever, and some of them took it to a point whereby it of course affected them internally, but they got the size they wanted. But you would balloon them like that. So you just eating more.
We do everything to ourselves, man. This is mad.
It's just that each person kind of has a problem. Like, I'm not going to say anyone here specifically, but there's a lot of overweight and underweight. But which one is worse? Is like being skinny to the bone or is it being overweight? Like, and people are always...
You're not just happy with yourself? Obviously, like in my head, it's common sense just to
be healthy,
innit? It's stupid. It's dumb. However, you got to put yourself into other people's shoes, innit, and try and see it from their point of view and what's missing. And I still find it hard to do. So it's not my job to actually fix everybody. I'm just trying to see it from their purpose.
There's so many things that goes on in people's health that we're not even aware. Like, yeah. What's the disease that it's the IPO and EPO?
Is it hypothyroidism?
Yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
That's the one that doesn't help you lose weight, and you gain weight.
It can either be
overactive or underactive. Mm.
Yeah.
It can go in either direction. Yeah. So probably like what Ronaldo had, isn't it?
Oh, Big Ronaldo.
Big Ronaldo.
As a Nazario. Yeah. The original Ronaldo, I should say, not Big
Ronaldo. The Ronaldo.
Without doing that.
The Ronaldo.
Yeah, our Ronaldo, R9. Ronaldo. I had the trim as well. Yeah, the World Cup, 2002 World Cup. I had the trim. I was diehard. but I'm just thinking, because you're seeing a lot of these celebrities are doing it, and we're living in the era of people just gonna watch social media and just gonna
copycat
society, and it's everything trickles down. BBLs were just a thing for people with the rich at one point. Now everybody's got them.
But BBL people die. It's crazy that you know that there's a high chance of you dying.
Like, yeah, but the risk is worth the reward, unfortunately, to people.
The recovery videos are so sad.
Oh, you don't get to see none of that, really, innit?
On rare occasions, I've seen a few recovery videos. It is crazy. Yeah. How, you know, when you're bandaged up and, you know, if you survived a BBL, do you know what? Props to you. It's like a very resilient thing to do. But, you know, it's at the same time, I just, in my opinion, it's quite scary.
Even the Kardashians do this yourself. When they took off their BBL, none of them has it anymore. Because it must be so painful and so weird to have such a big foreign thing inside of
it. It's not foreign. BBLs is not foreign. It's fat transfer. It's your own fat transfer from elsewhere to you, innit? It's the silicon that they all started up. The Kardashians may have started with the silicons and all them things there. Yeah, they were the first. But then Kim was the first one with the BBL after it. Yeah, apparently so. But yeah, that's what they say. But yeah, they're going to age like milk. I keep saying it. You keep adding things to yourself. You keep Botox in here and there.
Things away, chopping and changing. We're not
pumped. It ain't going to end well. And you should know that. It's just a bit weird to me how people want to get into it when they're already not in it. You know what I mean? Like our generation, there's so many women, unfortunately, that feel like they need to do that.
Because they normalized it. It's like going and getting your eyebrow shaped.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get a little Botox done.
Mm-hmm.
Normalize it. That's why girls do it. I had this girl, she was beautiful, working with me. and she was like 17, and the next day she showed up with her lips done, and she had beautiful done.
There you go.
I was thinking, why?
I know a fair few that I've grown up with that I've worked with over the years that I've just, they didn't need it. They didn't need it at all.
And we're lazier as a generation, so no one's gonna put the people. If we're talking like your face, obviously there's no gym that's going to fix your face. Yeah. So for the face, people tend to just, rather than learning to love themselves, it's easier to chop and change. And then for the body, rather than going to the gym or doing the nutritional things you could do to fix your body, because there is a way to get your, it's the, what you're really seeing that you think looks nice is health. It's that person's size. But then you're going to chop and change to look like that instead of seeking your own version of what that might be for yourself.
Exactly. That's the part that I find it always so difficult to get my head around when people, obviously, the bringing up, that your upbringing has a lot to play in it.
Mm.
It has so much to play in it of what your parents have put into your head or the people around you have taught of self-love and kind of how to not take in what other people think about you, other people's opinions, because a lot of this is triggered by other people's opinions of what you look like.
Your other people's perceptions of you and opinions of you do not add or take away from you. They're just opinions.
Try and explain that to people these days. People at all times have always had, that's probably the most difficult thing as a humanity, I think we struggle with, dealing with other people's opinions. You kind of get to an age, my family have always said, you get to a certain age and you just forget about caring about it. But that doesn't need to be a thing. It should be something that's ingrained into you from day one. Because really and truly, nobody else can live through your eyes and your mind. They can only talk to you.
Mm.
I can't stress it enough how I've had so many people throughout my school times and work tell you can and can't do stuff because you're this, that, the other. Maybe because you're black or you're not. I don't speak well enough for these jobs and tear. They could have got you down. They could stop you from doing what you wanted to do. But at the end of the day, you're the only one that can practice and make yourself better at doing any of these things. They can just tell you what you can and can't do, and you can deep it, bring it into yourself, really think about it, and then work on places where you can, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And I don't mean doing work like plastic surgery.
No. I mean doing the self work.
Exactly.
The right
self work. Going to the gym, eating correctly, and I mean, it's really sad to see, because I've brought this up because I'm saying people that I've obviously grown up with and are looking different now. They're looking different. Mm-hmm. But that goes into the second thing I wanted to talk to you. Everybody that seems to be able to come on this podcast and talk on this podcast has different morals, have different upbringings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I kind of wanted to ask, why do you not? I know none of you are really going to be doing plastic surgery or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason why? And is it partly because of your upbringing? Do you think that you don't need to be doing it? And why do you? Do you understand what I mean? How I'm trying to say it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to word this, and it's a bit hard to word.
Mm.
But I kind of know that you people would have, everyone here wouldn't be going down that route. And why? Or was it your family? Was it friends around you? Or was it teachers at school?
Okay. So my family never really had an issue with it. They wouldn't have a problem with it. They would just probably mock me a little bit.
Okay.
With me. They'd be like, why'd you do that? Like, what are you being silly for? Like, all of that. I'll say that I had very close friends telling me without me asking, like, oh, have you ever thought, like, maybe you should change that? And that is very offensive
mm-hmm.
to me. And I'll never forget those kind of comments. However, even that wasn't there strong enough for me to be like, oh, let me go change it. And I just feel like I don't change it. First of all, because then I would have to, like, not accept myself anymore. It's like I'm accepting that I don't accept myself. And then second of all, I generally think that it takes so much into the surgeries and procedures, pain-wise, and having to obviously get used to your new image, that I wouldn't be able to go through. However, I wouldn't be completely against, like, changing or procedures, as long as they don't have a crazy effect. And so far, all of them have crazy effects.
Okay. So you think, like, so if they perfected them, if they got better at doing their job, you still do it?
Yeah, possibly.
Mm. I understand when you're taking or removing away from skin, how that skin regrows or if it grows to fill the gap you removed is entirely up to the skin itself. So when you see a lot of people who they were grown, but then they've gone and gotten the nose, but then say their face has gotten larger or smaller over time, now the nose doesn't look correct. So now they're having to go modify it to account for the change of time.
Oh, right.
Which is really, I guess the big example is one of my favorites with MJ. When you saw him at one point, there's an image of him in court and they've removed quite a fair bit of the nose, and then I think it was a point where someone told him no more like
touch. Can't do that no more.
Because obviously, you know,
but he had problems, man, because he got burnt, then he had vitiligo,
and then the bullying from young, from like, just the beatings, and so obviously it changed. It was low, but that's the thing we're really saying is everyone's really, for me, which is probably going to be why I don't have surgery, is because I believe everyone's niche is being them. No one's ever going to be better than you at being you. No one's going to look like you. Faces may look similar to you, and we all talk about doppelgangers and things, but in terms of how you were made, I don't believe that when you're naturally made and you come into this earth, you come out with errors and things, you know what I mean? So when you're changing yourself, it's directly offensive to the person who made you. It's like you're saying that there's something not beautiful about where you come from or what you are, as well as what the result of that was. Because at the end of the day, we're the culmination of both our parents. And if you see your parents and you think they're both beautiful people, etc., you can't then look at yourself and say, "Oh no, but I'm ugly." I don't make no sense.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And yeah, I thought of it like that once before, but yeah. I've kind of forgot about thinking about it like that. Yeah,
because the creator I don't think the creator makes any errors in anything he's made. I don't see the nature that's around us questioning its appearance or its existence. It just lives.
I think that's been thrown up in the air with this transgender world we're coming into. It's always been there. I do believe in it to a certain extent, but they're pushing it so far in the media that I feel like people are running with it.
Yeah,
people are running with it, obviously, and using it as a kind of clout to get their name out there, and then the right people that need it are not really being seen and how it is. But what you're trying to say with how people should love their how they are made is kind of getting thrown all over the place with the fact that I was born wrong gender.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people who, now everything that we would say was natural, like you, the way you were born is natural. Some people say, "Oh no, but if you feel a certain way, then it's not natural. It means that there's something wrong. They need to correct it." Well, that doesn't really make sense, does it? Because I think in some cases, in some instances, not to offend anyone, but I think in some instances, the mind, in some cases, the mind is sick. So the mind is not perceiving itself or the body itself to be what it's supposed to be in.
It's true.
So the mind is not perceiving the vessel as the correct vessel for itself, but this is the vessel it was born into. How could I tell you that the beard that's on my face is not meant to be on my face, or the hair that's on my head is not meant to be on my head? Well, when it was there. But but yeah, that's really what we're getting to the crux of. Really, we're starting to deal with not just perception of self, but are we now questioning too much?
Oh, way too much.
Way too much.
We've been questioning way too much for a while.
Question way too much. And what effect is that having on people? And where does that lead to in the end? Because it's now getting to a point whereby we're the age at which children question their identity is decreasing, because they're now enforcing it more and more on children.
Yeah,
it's encroaching.
Yeah, yeah, we've had to be they're adults from 6, 7, and it's not nice. Yeah.
So now we're having to have this whole thing of parents are being more wary of what's in the libraries and kids' libraries, and I think it's very important, because we have to at the end of the day safeguard and protect children. Children, I remember when we were, like we said, in primary school, we did not question anything to do with sex or sexual identity until the necessary hormones came into play when we were in secondary.
Year 9, I can't lie.
Did you get it?
I had the luxury of not having to worry about such things like that until at least year 9.
Yeah, until at least year 9. Do you see what
I mean? At least year 9.
And granted, I think that for us, it didn't have any negative effect on us. We were, I guess, old enough to now understand the feelings we were dealing with. To now put those feelings on a child at that age, it doesn't make sense to now make a child even perceive the notion of any kind of, yeah, what if you're born in the wrong body? We're not talking about,
because they get confused,
almost fantasy. This doesn't make sense.
Well, you're confusing children deliberately.
Yeah. From
deliberately, in my opinion, very, very deliberate.
I saw an image in America. They were doing drag queen book readings at schools. so
what?
Drag?
Come on, imagine that. Imagine any of your parents found that out. It'd be madness. Must have definitely been pulled out of that school and gone elsewhere quickly.
Immediately. But can you imagine now? This is what this is the how drastic things are becoming, and where does that really lead to? Where does that head? If your son comes to home at age 5 talking about, oh, you know what, I feel like I'm a girl today, and you're going to ask yourself, where did that come from? But it would have come from school. You know what I mean? But then again,
with all the inclusivity issue, I get what they're trying to do. It even the toilets being like one for female, one for male, and one mixed, I get it, because they're trying to be inclusive of all the people that do not feel included. However, they then like are damaging all the other children that do not have these thoughts, and now they're thinking about it because someone introduced the idea to them when they're not able to separate what's what.
Yeah. So we can understand that, we as adults can understand that is your reality, but that doesn't have to be my reality. This is what I'm dealing with.
Because we're adults.
A child is impressionable.
You don't need to do that to children. That's what it is. I'm sorry to say, if a child comes to you at like 4, 5, 6 years old and says, I'm not meant to be a boy, I'm meant to be a girl, I can't take it seriously. I shouldn't be going trying to get puberty blockers and all these things for a 6 or 7 year old. Mm-hmm. Give them to at least their 12, 13, 14 maybe, when they're actually understanding the body that they're growing into. And then we can really maybe looking at it, in my opinion, because they're too young. Children's minds change hourly, not even daily. What they like changes from hour to hour. For what another child may have it in their hand, so that means they're going to like it more than what they really like it. You know what I mean? 100%. Or their friend is doing something, they're going to try and follow it. You can't be giving such big decisions to children of that age. But anyway.
How old are you when you start sexual education in this country?
11, year 6, remember?
PHSC was from year 6.
Yeah, they gave us one lesson in year 6 about the different parts boys and girls have, and my mum went livid.
I can't even remember, man.
But then they did it.
When did they start UL?
PSHE started for us in year 7, I guess, in secondary school.
Yeah, year 6, year 7. I think my first PSHE lesson was on periods.
Oh, yeah. Well, girls would have to be earlier. Mm-hmm. I forget completely that.
I was around 11.
That's like a freak thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's around 11, 10, 11.
You need to prepare you, bro. Mm-hmm. You don't think you've been shot?
Oh, I remember those times in school, man, when they started. There was like gunshots. They were going off like randomly. Everyone starting their periods. I'm like, what the hell is going on? What the hell is this? Some person just was in mad pain and like they have to get taken out of the class. And then
I'm like, hot water bottles in class.
Yeah, man, they come in. That was a mad time because I didn't understand anything.
I thought everyone was wounded with some virus. I thought everyone got hit with some virus. The contagion had taken out.
And it's only girls. Yeah, guys,
like,
down.
This virus only touches women. Damn,
because they didn't teach us. As I'm saying, like the lessons that you got, that wasn't a mixed lesson. That was girls.
No, that was the following year.
It feels like that. It feels like a virus. It proper feels like a virus. You're not lying.
Contagious. Only to
wipe out women. No, emotionally contagious to men.
And it's so embarrassing when it first shows up, isn't it? Because everyone's makes such a big deal out of it, isn't it? Families are like, she just had her first period. It's like, bro, just calm down, don't tell anybody. And it's just like,
you're a woman now. Mm. That's what it really means.
Yeah. Yeah. Straight up.
You're a
straight
woman up. Now. Is that quote?
Yeah.
Woman now.
Oh, dear. And that's just
and I'm like, but mom, I'm 11.
Some blood oath or something.
I was just about to say that, man. I was literally just coming like, we've been watching
one
that.
Of us.
There's a guy on YouTube who goes to these tribes and that. He goes out to see the pygmy people in Cameroon and this and the other, and I'm seeing all their worship and what they do and how their rituals are. Well, we ain't too far off, by the way, saying, oh, you're a woman now, and your first blood.
Wow.
Yeah, they ain't too far off out there, so we ain't got too far away.
Woman now.
But L, we didn't get to you.
What's up?
Everyone else had answered maybe reasons why plastic surgery ain't for them. Go on.
I'm not interested.
I know it would be a simple answer for you.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is.
To the point. Click the
site. Straight to the point.
He said, nope.
That ain't for me.
Not me.
No, that ain't me, man.
But I have to be honest, though. When some girls do the lipstick, it does look cute. But no, not for me. I like my lips.
No, man, it just looks. It's
listen,
swollen.
Just need some plumping lips.
Even when you feel your bum,
painful,
it looks like inflammation.
It looks painful.
Yeah, listen.
You know what
when
really
I,
throws me off is the ones when they say, I'm missing my lip filler. Or I'm missing the little. I'm seeing lines coming.
Okay, let me
forehead.
Ask something because I feel like this is a fair question. Would you fix your teeth? It's a treatment. You're fixing your image.
Our teeth are fine.
Because what was his name? The rapper that was saying that
there's a lot of rappers that shake their teeth.
There's a lot
of people that see with teeth.
J. Cole, he said he was never going to change his teeth. He did it.
Yeah, but J. Cole,
he's got the money.
All of them do. As soon as they get the money, that's the, one of the first things they sort is their teeth, because they feel like it's a moneymaker. You're going to be on TV smiling all the time, innit?
All I'm saying is that when I got my piercings done, they pinched and sleeping was annoying.
Aye.
So if I can't take that, how can I take lip filler? Tell me that.
I got braces.
The awareness that you always have the
weight. Yeah, I have braces.
I had retainers. I had the old adult retainers, and I still got my overbite. They said that I got to break my jaw and realign it. I said, nah, I'm good. I got all my teeth. My wisdom teeth have even come through. I'm actually quite good. But I know they're a bit yellow, but I can get them whitened. That's what I really will go and do. That's about it. But
yeah, teeth whitening.
That's about it. That's as far as teeth cosmetics I'm going.
Work, like, let it go. It doesn't work
anymore. It doesn't work?
No, because your teeth is the same color as your bone. If your bone is yellow, you're going to keep trying to bleach it, and it's never going to be
coconut oil? Oil pulling? Does that work?
Oil pulling works.
Yeah.
I recommend that.
Take a spoon of coconut oil and swish it around your gum for like maybe 10 minutes, and then it...
10 minutes?
That's yeah.
A long time. So basically, you can do 5, but like...
That's a long time.
If you want it to really work more, you can leave it in there longer and put more coconut oil.
Does the charcoal work?
Don't swallow it.
Charcoal
works because you're literally removing layers and layers of the teeth, and at some point it's going to get to a point where it's irreversible and you're going to start having sweet tooth all over it. So do not use charcoal.
Oh dear.
Dentist.
Did you do dentistry?
Do you know I love everything about teeth, and because I've done the course about teeth, crystals gems and gems. Well. They made us learn.
Plug everything. Yourself. Plug yourself.
66 Royal Crystal. Come on, guys! I do tooth crystals on that. No one has it done here, does it? We need to do yours.
Uh huh.
I've been trying to get Ella to get her done. We're gonna do it, and then she's gonna show you guys. And you know, just hit me up on my Instagram. Come on.
Do you want me to put that? I'll put that if you want.
Yo, there's a song playing in my head right now. Who remembers Fairly Odd Parents, a TV show? The godparent, fairy godparents, yeah. And that singer, what's his name? Chip Skylark, and he had this song about teeth. About his shiny teeth.
Okay, where are we going with this?
Happened to his teeth.
Where are we going? Where are we going with this?
Yeah, it was an episode, but it's I'm trying to land. It's a song.
Okay, sorry.
How does it go again, if you remember?
I can't remember.
Oh, my
God. I wasn't a Nickelodeon kid.
I need to find it. Because we're talking about teeth.
I used to love the...
Some people will get it.
Do you know why they were to Jimmy? It was a Jimmy, his name.
Timmy. Yeah.
Isn't Timmy Turner?
Timmy. They were their birth parents that passed away, and then they become their fairy god things.
Oh, is that the... Are you trying to go through the conspiracy of Fairly Odd Parents?
This song.
No, it is. It is true. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're going to get copyright off that.
Yeah.
Stop that.
But listen.
Before it hits the 30-second mark.
Yeah, I take China trying to get man shut down.
Listen, I know people know that one.
Probably get muted.
I know people know that one.
I'll just... on that part there.
You just put inaudible sound.
It's not that deep. Come on.
I don't know. I don't know how it works yet. But I was never a Nickelodeon kid, so I wouldn't be able to tell you that song.
Disney Channel, though.
Yes. That's my lane.
Yeah.
That's my lane.
American Dragon, thank you.
Yes. Well, American Dragon was XD in it and Jetix times. Jetix. Did you have all that, Luana?
Favorite.
Well, you were here. Actually, what time did you... When did you come to England? Sorry.
16. So, I came when I was 16. But we had the same channels. Disney, Nickelodeon. But we would have a dublated. Like, doubled. Like, the dubbed. Language... The language would be Portuguese. I don't know cartoons in English.
Oh, okay.
They all have Portuguese voices to me.
SpongeBob.
When I heard SpongeBob in English for the first time, I was like, what's going on?
But people be looking like you, what's going on?
Yeah, literally.
That must be hard. That must be how my Japanese friend from uni. That must be how he felt when I was watching anime and dubbed. He must have looked at me.
Yeah, that must sound horrendous to a Japanese person to hear Japanese in English. I hate it. I can't do it.
I have a question, right? Did you know Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Right. Who did you have a big bird? What color was your bird?
Yellow.
Okay.
Was Big Bird different colors in different countries?
Yeah, apparently Big Bird is different colors in different countries.
What?
Why though?
What color is he in this country?
So the yellow, American, not necessarily American, but the English Big Bird is yellow. I think.
Nah, where are we going?
Latin American Spanish. It is red. I can't remember. I think Europe. I'm trying to remember, man. But there's like different Big Birds. Yeah.
Like, to be fair, it could be something with, like, legal things, because even the Teletubbies, they've been, they're not allowed in several countries because the Teletubbies do not have genders.
Yeah, whoa. They said Portugal's big word was, like,
I thought Lala color. And Po were girls.
They don't have genders. None of them is boys or girls.
Oh, see?
That's Mexico.
Mexico, Portugal. That's why I was asking, because... Man looks like a fried chicken.
Luana's about to just debunk this nonsense.
Brazil, blue.
I'll be real. Mine is Dutch. Yellow. Yeah. I remember this guy yellow as the sun, but
there we
maybe
go.
It was orange. Maybe he had an orange one.
Aye, that's what they call that Mandela effect, isn't it? Trying to mess with your memories and your.
I'm thinking your now it's orange, but when she showed me orange, I was like, yeah, it makes sense. But I'm like, no. Hold on.
Nah, don't let it do that to you. Don't let that do that to you. It That's was yellow for me.
Yeah, it was.
Because he's English. He represents
England. I was
an
Elmo guy.
Elmo.
I
had a tickling Elmo.
Oh, you were one of the lucky kids.
Yeah, I had a tickling Elmo.
Tickling Elmo.
I was that
lovely.
Guy.
Tickling Elmo, you know.
Yeah, tickle him and he's just like.
No, but the weirdest thing is when you go and try to watch cartoons that you used to love when you was a kid and you watch them and you're like.
They don't bang the same.
It's like, why would I watch this and did I like this so much?
Well, actually, I'm not going to say
I have
that.
A few honourable mentions, okay? The Powerpuff Girls is one of them, which I can actually come back to and still laugh and enjoy because the jokes are timeless there's a lot of adult jokes. Now that I look back on it, the adult jokes that were in those early Cartoon Network shows were immense. So crazy. That's why I thought.
Was it not inappropriate though?
So inappropriate.
So
inappropriate, man. It's fine, man.
Those children grow up to be weirdos. Children become psychopaths.
No, but we didn't.
Where do you think Ella came from?
We were watching Def Jam and stuff from young, so it's different. Def Jam comedy and that.
We're watching Powerpuff Girls when she's six. That's her problem.
All right. See, Wendy, see these jokes, because they're so cleverly written, they will fly over. They flew over my head when I was a kid.
Exactly.
I was just like,
for the parents to be able to sit there with the children and watch.
Now I know why my mum sat
down. I don't think they put that effort into the right.
They don't. They're not gonna do that. They make cartoons for kids and they make adult cartoons for like adults now. Yeah. And then anime is for all of us.
The 90s,
if you
want to
watch it or don't want to watch it, so whatever. But any age usually can watch most animes.
The 90s had a knack for actually combining both. I studied animation in uni, so I saw a lot of that being a trend, because in the 80s you've got the I'll give Captain Planet as an example.
Yeah.
Right? Or My Little Pony.
I thought Captain Planet
or
90s.
Care Bears. Is it 90s?
I think it is 90s.
Oh, but I'm My Little Pony, Care Bears. Give me another 80s program.
He-Man.
These are all like either has a certain theme to it or they always have this sort of lesson at the end. There's always
exactly
something that was educational
to
that point. Yeah. So that was the TV. And then in the 90s, things start to get more hip and cool. And then now you've got a different generation of writers that come in now into these animation studios to create whatever they're creating in California. And they come out with these bangers, man. They're literally coming out with something that's enjoyable for the kids, that's actually very like memorable in terms of the characters and how they're drawn, the voices. And the writing, hands down, the writing as well, because the fact that we had a good amount of TV shows running from the 90s to the early 2000s that had that. Now looking back on it, there are plenty of shows that I know I can enjoy again.
Oh, there's loads in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
My Uncle Phil had me educated from the 80s. Even though he's only born in the 80s, it feels like he was born in the 70s and lived through the 80s and got to like see everything from 80 to 90 as if he was like 10 years old and onwards.
Like he caught himself up.
Yeah, like he was definitely catching himself up. I got to watch like Visionaries, which only had like 16 episodes, I think, so or something like that. But one of the coldest, like it could have rivaled Power Rangers at the time, but it was kind of like Power Rangers or Visionaries, and Power Rangers just kind of bang with the kids. Visionaries was like for that adolescent going
toys.
Into Yeah, toys. It was a clash of toys.
Yeah.
It was like they put both of them out and Power Rangers took, and it was just like, yeah, sorry, mate. Can't use that no more. Yeah.
It's the same with She-Ra, and She-Ra is my favourite.
She-Ra was cold.
She-Ra was cold.
There's loads, man. Jason and the Wheeled Warriors.
But I don't think
like I sound like I'm
born in
them time.
I don't think the toys
time.
Were you, like, these are like
Is Doraemon that old?
Pardon?
Doraemon.
That's
90s, isn't it?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me just double check.
I think
check
that was the one I watched the most when I was a kid.
Oh, the blue cat.
That's an anime though, isn't it, technically?
Yeah.
That's an anime.
Partially. Yeah. I wouldn't call it anime.
Do you watch anime?
There's only one movie I used to watch, like, from I was a kid. I watched it over and over and over again, which you probably know, which is the...
1986, sorry. Well,
probably a Studio Ghibli film.
Spirited Away.
There you go. Definitely. See, Studio Ghibli.
Oh, wonderful film.
Ella's film.
Right, I never understood anime. I've tried to sit and watch it.
What do you mean, understand?
The Death Note, everything, but... For me, like, I'm able to see anything and be like, okay, I get why certain people like it. Anime does not touch me at all.
One Piece. Oh, you like real people then?
We need.
Ooh, to, I love comedy, stand up. I like things that you can relate to and that they're real. If they're not real for me, it's very hard.
But One Piece.
One Piece is what's going on in the day.
Yeah, okay, yeah. One Piece. I've heard about it. I think we were studying like in science or something. And
I could do it. Everything that's more or less going on now, the wars and like exactly. The time periods that we don't really know, the void centuries, all that shit's in One Piece. Mm. The higher ups, the people that really control everything that you don't really know, and you thought, that's all in One Piece. But you just have to see and read between the lines to understand it. Or you can just watch it like a story.
Yeah.
It's up to you. There's other animes like that too. Like Dragon Ball Z, people don't understand that Frieza was meant to be like the evil racist, the Nazi, to come in here and just wipe out people for who they didn't give a toss. That's what the kind of, you can look at it in that way, or you can just look at it as like, okay, he's a supervillain. The writer had kind of his inspirations from these things, and that's how he implemented them into his anime. So that's why it looks a certain way to other people. And then when he backed it, people were like, oh, okay, cool. He was what I thought it was.
Mm.
But then you can just look at it like a supervillain killing people for no reason. Either way. And I can understand why you can't relate with that. Like, ain't no one going to come to a planet and blow it up with their finger.
I feel like it doesn't get me there. I think that's where it loses me. And all the dramatic effects, like, not effect, expressions and reactions from the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Japanese culture, though.
That turns me off a lot.
That is technically,
the passion, man. The
passion, yeah. Japanese.
That's what we call passion.
Well, I believe the Japanese people are quite passionate in general. Like, they are passionate in life. That is literally a reflection of... It's the same way, like, with our cartoons as well. American cartoons, for instance.
Yeah, but they're passionate in that too.
They're very passionate in that too, but as well, they're more crude humour, rude humour. Very,
They're not much in your face. Well, no, American humour is very much in your face.
English humour is subtle and it's more...
Sarcastic.
Sarcastic.
Like, throw it to the air.
Very, very brainy as well.
You have to understand,
especially with a lot of phrases and whatnot. Innuendos. So it's quite insidey.
I've noticed that with foreigners, I would say, people who are not English.
I love how you pointed at me and said, sorry, like, we're not all foreigners here.
No, because we were born in this country. I don't think, were you born here? Yeah, my mum was born here.
Where's your mom from?
Yeah, I know. The last episode was dual citizenship. I'm trying to get it. I'm talking about
as foreign as you are.
Listen. I'm just trying to say we were born here. So
I'm foreign. Look at this guy.
Linda, listen.
I literally was talking about that video like 5 minutes ago before I got here. I was like, Linda, listen. I love that video.
Luvana, listen.
Yeah, go on.
I'm trying to say, because you weren't born here, there's certain colloquialisms and innuendos that we see, that will be in jokes that you wouldn't understand because you haven't necessarily grown up here. I'm just trying to get to.
Okay, fair enough.
Foreigner. Yeah.
Yes, appreciate it.
You might as well call me a foreigner too, because it's not until I moved.
Yeah, she is. You more or less are. You're back at your
right.
Yeah, she's fresh.
Straight. Fresh. Like, imagine I moved in now, and it's been what? How long? 3 years now.
3 years. Yeah.
And I'm still asking him, what does this certain phrase mean?
Oh, partial to a drop. That's what it was.
Yeah, I'm asking it over the last week. I'm like, I've never heard that one. I'm so sorry. Even on TV.
No, I have not.
Partial to a drop basically means that they like the taste of alcohol. They like alcohol.
See what I'm saying?
Partial to a drop. How does that make sense?
Because it's just how it's English. Like,
do you want to hear my
certain
one?
Things that just happen.
Go on. Spend a penny.
Spend a penny.
Go piss.
You're lying.
No. Okay, I thought you knew about it. That. I can't lie. I actually thought you knew it. The way you went, spend a penny. I thought
she was going to say something related to money. I was like, how does that
happen? Nah, man, you're going to the toilet.
No, but do you see what I'm saying now?
Yeah, but what about if you're on site? When I used to work on site, everything, I'm going for a slash.
Huh?
Oh, that's number two.
No, I'm going for a slash. Same thing. It's the same thing.
Oh, it's the same thing
as
a slash.
I'm going to pee.
I'm going to leave right now.
Yeah, we need to go. This is done. I'm going to go now.
Yeah, I mean, man. I'm telling you, all these things, like, if you just don't grow
up
in this
country.
Tell
me, like, a few more examples.
Yeah, come on.
They're too hard to just come off the top of the head, you know.
Come on, Posse, you got any?
Oh. You think I'd have some?
You know what I mean? I'd think
I have you'd to have just be talking to you. Yeah. I just have to be in a normal conversation where these things just come out, especially when I'm at work. If I'm at work, I can throw them because I'm kind of in my geezer mode.
Yeah. Right. And any of them that you've heard over the past week on radio?
You have to, what do they call it? Code switch?
Code switch.
Yeah. Man,
okay. Switch. Are there any that you've heard on the radio over the past week?
No, not really. Bob's your uncle.
I tried.
Bob's your
uncle's
the big one.
Yes.
What's Bob's uncle?
Bob's your uncle. Exactly. I don't know why.
Oh, Bob's your uncle, isn't it? There it is.
What is it? I don't know what it is.
Any Tom, Dick and Harry.
Any Tom, Dick and Harry, that's it.
Do you know that one?
No.
That means you can't just be going on with anybody.
Yeah.
Any Tom, Dick and Harry.
Yeah.
The quotes, guys. The sentences.
See, these things are just English things, I guess.
What's it called? A splash of milk.
What? No, yeah, yeah, I hear that.
It's not really a phrase, but when I first heard a splash of milk, what do you think a splash of milk is? Like when someone's making you tea and they actually have the milk and they're like, give me a splash of milk.
They better let it one time and then hold back on the milk, basically. Just a splash of milk.
Bro, the speakers are telling us off.
No, I'll be all right.
Yeah, all right, but, cool.
Yeah, I told you, there's plenty of things that these English people just wouldn't get. So, it is what it is.
Whose device is going off, is it?
No, it's not the device. It's the machine up there. But okay.
Then again, though, every culture has its own
You must have them.
My favorite one in the UK that I found out that it's longer than we know, it's the curiosity killed the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that sentence is longer than what we usually say?
What's it called? Curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought it back.
What?
Yeah. Exactly. That's
I never knew
most,
that part.
I know. Yeah. I didn't know either.
We just have curiosity kills the cat because that's what we need.
Google it. That's the whole sentence. We just say half of it.
Yo, that's true. That's true for the
cat. How can curiosity kill something and bring it back in the end?
Satisfaction brought it back.
But you can't come back. You're dead.
I know, but it even changes.
A cat has nine lives. Thank you very much. Yeah,
it changes completely the meaning of the sentence as well, which is crazy that no one talks about this. Okay,
It's crazy.
It is. Like, curiosity killed the cat. And then there's another ending. It's like a twist. It's like a plot twist.
Yeah, but then that has to mean a literal meaning of the cat.
Your fascination in that is jokes, though.
It's not the literal meaning of an actual cat.
That's like that thing, speak of the devil. The full thing is speak of the devil and you'll see his tail.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Nah, that's the first time I'm hearing that one.
First time I'm hearing this one, but satisfaction brought it back. The latter has a different meaning, implies while curiosity may cause harm, the satisfaction of knowledge or truth makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, which means they will keep doing the same mistake because they got something out of it.
Yeah, but the same mistake is insanity too. Mm-hmm. Repeating the same thing, expecting the same results.
Everyone has tendency to repeat things.
Expect the same results. You can do something twice, but you tweak it ever so you get different results.
Or a better outcome.
Yeah, a better outcome. You don't go and do something exactly the same way every single time.
I get it.
Expecting different results. That's insanity, as they say.
Yeah, that is.
That's craziness. That's like, you know how people are dealing with anxiety and depression? When you're going, you get to that stage where you don't really want to talk to anybody. And you get to that when you're trying to keep yourself enclosed and stuff like that. And then you get out of it and then you come to the other side and then you get back into that stage where you go back into your depressive swing again and you go back again and just be by yourself again. Each time it gets a little bit worse, I've seen. It gets a little bit worse. You don't want to go out a bit more and a bit more. But what you need to do is find that little change when you're feeling depressed, and that's when you need to nip it in the bud. Don't let yourself get all the way back to where you're inside again. Because I've been there. It's hard to get back outside. Trust me. That's what I just kind of noticed with this insanity thing, and what with this and our generation and people who are depressed and anxious, they're kind of repeating the same cycles
because they make it their identity. They wear it like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
And at one point, we're forgetting it was a trend to be depressed. At one point, people was actually a trend.
You think
to be that. All the emo music was coming out and all that stuff, and people were
say that. Ella was a bit emo.
No, when I mean it was literally a trend to be either quirky or to be depressed or to be a bit different. Like, it was especially
in
college
times.
You're
talking about emos, isn't it? Talking about emos specifically.
Some emos, emos were in that bracket as well, but generally there were a lot of people who thought it was a trend to be depressed. And in secondary school, the way that came out was really the emo thing. Some people were like, what are you, goths? Are you? Nah, I'm just emotionally unstable.
I'm just emotionally unstable.
That's what emo meant, bro.
Is that... Oh. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn around and die.
Well, you emo as well. Did you have that page?
I was, but I'm not anymore.
Nah, I could never do that one.
No, I'm joking.
I don't think I could have come home to my family.
I could come home and tell my mom emotionally unstable, but I'm emo now. I'm going to be wearing this guy liner.
What was it? Turn around and die.
Yeah, imagine.
But the problem is nowadays... Well,
where does that even start? Where do we even start with that?
Oh, Vine, man. That was a legendary Vine, man.
I miss Vine.
That was a legendary Vine.
Vine just turned into TikTok.
That was the days of where it's all the fucking
blood. TikTok is nothing like
that. No, but do you know, you had strictly 15 minutes.
15 seconds.
It was 7 to start off with.
It felt long when you watched them.
Oh my god.
And it felt like they were
I used to watch the same 7 seconds over and over again.
Shortened everyone's attention span. That's what was fun.
No, but not even just that. I think what really stood out to me about that was the amount of creativity you can do in 7 seconds.
Bro, the jokes.
Man said it's a watermelon inside a watermelon. it made that Timothy Delaghetto was on there.
King Batch was on there. Melvin Gregg. These are all these comedians that are actors now, man.
Didn't Drewski start on Vine?
I can't remember. No. I actually don't remember Drewski on Vine
because I've seen him on the internet way before he had this blonde hair, mate.
Is it?
Yeah,
I've known Drewski. He's a comedian now.
Yeah,
but I remember Drewski from baking with kind of Drake. And chatting with Drake and chatting with Diddy and stuff like that. That's the kind of
term. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do a deep dive. We're gonna have to do a deep dive on Drewski next week.
But anyway, I think I'm gonna wrap it up now.
Already?
Yeah, it's been about.
Oh.
I think it's been enough. Yeah. Not think it's been enough, but.
Well, until next time.
Yeah, until next time. I've only got a certain amount of memory before I start stressing stuff out. Hopefully. In the near future, I'll have better equipment so we'll be able to go as long as we want. You know what I mean? But for now, we've got to keep it a bit shorter. I want to get there.
Yeah.
When I can just let things run, but I haven't got the memory, unfortunately, right now.
No.
But yeah.
Thank you for tuning in, guys. See you again next week.
We'll see you next week with Billups. See you soon.